Hey, Chip Chat listeners, we've got some exciting news for you. Based on demand, we are announcing a new segment on Chip Chat and Conversations in the Cloud we're calling the Chip Chat Challenge. Throughout the year, we'll be creating contests for you, our listeners. These will be challenges that draw upon your knowledge and creativity. And here's your first challenge. Cloud computing is a prevalent buzzword in the industry, but there is still ambiguity in the definition of cloud computing, and I hear this every day. So we want you, our listeners, to give your definition of cloud computing, propose a succinct way to define this architectural shift in data centers. And if we pick your entry as a winner, you will win a cool prize. To submit your definitions, go to intel.com/server. There, you will see instructions on how to submit your entry. So get busy. You have until April 6th to send in your definitions. Thanks for playing the Chip Chat Challenge.
Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm excited to have Pauline Nis, GM of Mission Critical Business for Intel, back in the studio with me. Welcome, Pauline.
Hi, Allison. It's great to talk to you.
It's always a pleasure to have you in the studio, Pauline, because we get a lot more from you than just talking about mission critical microprocessors. So I'm going to just start it off with what is going on in the mission critical space? What is going on between IA and RISC? What are the major trends?
Between 1996 and today, we've obviously made major changes in Xeon. It's moved from a 500 nanometer process technology to 32 nanometers. We've added performance, scalability, reliability, availability. And as a result, we've seen the system volumes for RISC shrink from 30% of the volume to about 2% today. Those RISC systems average about 13 times the system cost of the average Xeon solution. So you can see that there's a huge motivation for people to be looking at Xeon.
And which gets me to the recent launch of the new E7 line of Xeon processors. Congratulations on that. Can you tell us a little bit about what you just brought to market?
Absolutely. The E7 is next in line after Nehalem. It's what's been known as Westmere. It takes us from 8 cores up to 10 cores with 20 threads. So overall, when you put it in one of the larger 4 or 8-socket systems, you're getting up to a 40% generational performance improvement. But more importantly, it's coupled with some really great power features. It has support for low-voltage DIMMs, and the processor chipset itself delivers that performance improvement at the same power level as the previous generation, the Nehalem. So you can see that you're getting 40% more performance without an increase in power, and if you use the LVDIMMs, actually a decrease with your memory configurations. The exciting thing for us is while we had a lot of OEM partners, more systems being launched at Nehalem than we ever had, we had a little bit more of a struggle than we wanted with the ramp. Not all of our OEM partners had all of the platforms in volume at the day of launch, and particularly some of the 8-socket systems took a while to get out into the marketplace. The neat thing about the E7 is since this is an upgrade, a pin-compatible upgrade to the Nehalem generation, we expect to see most of our OEM partners out there with product availability, within 30 days of our launch. So we're going to see a much faster ramp. We've got 16 OEMs, greater than 60 platforms, ranging from 2 sockets to 256 sockets at the high end. So we're really excited about the fact that we're going to see market presence a lot more quickly.
When it comes to the mission criticality of this platform, is there anything new in terms of microprocessor features?
We have a couple of new features that I think are really, really important. One of the things is support for our new advanced encryption standard instructions. We have been working with Oracle, and they have demonstrated some huge performance improvements for showing database encryption, 80%+ faster than doing it in software. So it really can make encryption something that you can turn on without worrying about the performance. And I don't know about you, but, as more and more information is out there about more and more of us in all of these databases, I think we really are going to see encryption become something that's standard, particularly now that you have it available with the hardware assist.
When you look at the application capability and the E7 product line, you mentioned database. Any other areas where the E7 line really plays well?
I guess I would say that one of the things we're really thrilled about is we have got the biggest names in software innovating on x86 platforms today. And some of the other ones I would mention are SAP right now is really doing some breakthrough work with an in-memory database called HANA, which really looks at putting the entire database into memory, which is very, very different. We just this past year had IBM launch its PureScale, which is a high-availability clustered database environment that has really only previously been available on its proprietary architecture. So we're seeing them say, by God, you know, the performance, the reliability, the availability of Xeon can really handle, you know, IBM's highest performance database. We, of course, have got Oracle with its Exadata product. We've got a new generation of Red Hat Enterprise available, version 6, which has support for enhanced virtualization. We have Microsoft, which has been announcing all of its new BI products, along with some new data warehousing platforms, appliances that it's done with HP. And all these innovations are happening on Xeon. So it's both startup companies pioneering things like columnar stores to the big guys saying, hey, the next generation of database or analytics or clustering or virtualization capability is available on Xeon, and that's where we're doing it first.
That's fantastic. It sounds like, you know, anybody who's big in the enterprise space is optimizing on Xeon, which is wonderful to hear. If folks want to engage with you online, how can they do that?
Well, I've been blogging. They can comment there. I've been tweeting, so they can find me there. But they can also just send me some email internally at pauline.nist@intel.com, and I'd be happy to answer it. We're doing a lot of work around this launch. They should watch for a new Mission Critical marketing campaign. And also some white papers and success stories of actual customers who are running today with implementations.
Fantastic. Well, I learned a lot about the direction of Mission Critical from you today. Thanks for being on the program.
Thank you for having me. It's always fun to talk to you.